90s Christmas Show 2015 Rocky Horror Vampire Show. Hi there. I want to tell you about a man who had an idea 45 years ago. His name was Richard O'Brien. At that time, I was a young actor in the UK without a job, but I had an idea for a musical. This idea that would change his life and bring hours of happiness to millions of people would make fun of bad old horror movies such as Frankenstein, Aliens, and a transvestite. Ahem. We agreed there wouldn't be a transvestite in our version. No ladyboys, remember? Oh yeah, sorry. Make fun of Frankenstein, Aliens, and Dracula. The show was a hit, and it was made into a movie, The Rocky Horror Show, and I became rich and famous. Throughout the last 40 years, this movie has always been on show somewhere around the world, and that's a world record. And that's what makes it so special. People go and watch the movie at midnight, dress up as transvestites, vampires. Dress up as vampires. Dance, sing, and act along with the movie. It's a lot of fun. Well, now, let's have a look. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you tonight's midnight showing of The Rocky Horror Picture Show at a cinema in a big city right now, somewhere in this galaxy. How exciting! Finally, I get to see this. You know, Mum, she said she did all this 30 years ago. Yes, I know you've told me at least 10 times, dear. Have we got everything? Rice? Rice, yeah. Newspaper? Newspaper, yeah. Water pistols? Of course. Rain, here we come. It's starting. I'm so excited. My mum said she saw this 30 years ago at university. Yes, I know. You've now told me 11 times, dear. Michael Rinney was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where he stands. Stand on your feet! And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Sexy, sexy! Science fiction, double feature. Dr. X will build a creature. See androids. Fighting Brad and Janet. Anne Francis stars in Forbidden Planet. Woo, 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 woo. At the late night double feature picture show. Here they come. It's time for the wedding rice. Let's get a picture close together now. The grandparents. Yes, all the close family. Ah, hold that. Beautiful. And smile. Congratulations. I guess we finally did it. Got married, huh? Well, you and Betty have always been a romantic pair since you met on Dr. Scott's extra English course. Well, to tell you the truth, Brad, that's the only reason I studied English. Okay, you guys, this is it. Well, Betty's going to throw flowers. I got it, I got it. I got it too, marry me. Hey, Brad. Looks like it could be your turn to get married next day. Who knows? I know. Well, so long. See you, Brad. Guess we better get along now, Betty. Oh, Brad, wasn't it wonderful? Didn't Betty look so beautiful? I can't believe it. An hour ago, she was just plain old Betty Munro, and now she's Mrs. Ralph Hapshacourt. Yes, Janet. Ralph's a lucky guy. Yes, I always cry at weddings. Everyone knows that Betty is a wonderful little cook. Yes. Hey, Janet. Yes, Brad. I've got something to say. Uh-huh. I really loved the silky way you beat the other girls to the bride's bouquet. Oh, Brad. The river was deep, but I swam it. The future is ours, so let's plan it. So please don't tell me you can it. I've only one thing to say, and that's Damn It, Janet, I Love You. The road was long, but I ran it. There's a fire in my heart, and you fan it. If there's one fool for you, then I am it. I've one thing to say, and that's Damn It, Janet, I Love You. Here's a ring to prove that I'm no joker. There's three ways that love can grow. That's good, bad, or mediocre. Oh, Janet, I love you so. Oh, it's nicer than Betty Munro had. Now we're engaged, and I'm so glad that you met Mom and you know Dad. I've one thing to say, and that's Brad, I'm mad for you too. Out of my way, please, this is a funeral. Oh, Brad, oh, Damn It, I'm mad, oh, Janet, for you, I love you too. There's one thing left to do, oh, ha, ahu, and that's go see the man who began it. When we met in his science exam, it made me give you the eye and then panic. Now I've one thing to say, and that's Damn It, Janet, I love you, Damn It, Janet. Oh, Brad, I'm mad, Damn It, Janet, I love you. How romantic. Boring. I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey. It seemed a fairly ordinary night when Brad Majors and his fiancée, Janet Weiss, two young, ordinary, healthy kids, left Denton that late November evening to visit a Dr. Everett Scott, ex-tutor and now friend to both of them. It's true, there were dark storm clouds, heavy and black, which they were driving towards. It's true also that the spare tire that they were carrying or really needed some air. But they began normal kids and on a night out, they being normal kids and on a night out, well, they were not going to let a storm ruin their evening, were they? On a night out, it was a night out they were going to remember for a very long time. Oh, what's the matter, Brad, darling? We must have taken the wrong road a few miles back. Well, I guess we'll just have to turn back. Oh, what was that bang? We must have a blowout. Damn it. I knew I should have gotten that spare tire fixed. Well, you just stay here or keep warm and I'll go to help. But where will you go to go in the middle of nowhere? Didn't we pass a castle back down the road a few miles? Maybe they have a telephone I could use. I'm going with you. Oh no, darling, there's no sense in both of us getting wet. I'm coming with you. Besides, darling, the owner of that phone might be a beautiful woman, and you might never come back again. Hey, 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 hey. In the velvet darkness of the blackest night, burning bright, there's a guiding star, no matter what or who you are. There's a light. Over at Dracula's palace, there's a light. Burning in the fireplace, there's a light. Light in the darkness of everybody's life. The darkness must go down the river of night's dreaming. Flow, Morphia, slow, let the sun and light come streaming into my life. There's a light over at Dracula's place. There's a light burning in the fireplace. There's a light in the darkness of everybody's light, life. And so it seemed that good luck had smiled on Brad and Janet and that they had found the help that their situation required. Or had they? Brad, let's go back. I'm cold and I'm frightened. Just a moment, Janet. They might have a phone. Hello? Hi, my name is Brad Majors and this is my fiancée, Janet Weiss. I wonder if you could help us. You see, our car broke down a few miles up the road. Do you have a phone we might use? You're wet. Yes, it's raining. Yes. Yes, I think perhaps you better both come inside. You are too kind. Oh, Brad, I'm frightened. What kind of place is this? Oh, it's probably some kind of hunting lodge for rich weirdos. Oh, this way. Are you having a party? You've arrived on a rather special night. It's one of the master's parties. Oh, luck. Lucky him. We are lucky. He's lucky. I'm lucky. We're all lucky. Ha ha ha. Brad, say something. Say? Do any of you guys know how to rap? Brad, please, let's get out of here. For God's sake. Keep a grip of yourself, Janet. But it seems so unhealthy here. It's just a party, Janet. Well, I want to go. Well, we can't go anywhere until I get to a phone. Well, then ask the butler or someone. Just a moment, Janet. We don't want to interfere with their celebration. They're probably foreigners with ways different than our own. They may do some more folk dancing. Look, I'm cold, I'm wet, and I'm just scared. I'm here. There's nothing to worry about. How do you do? I see you've met my faithful handyman. He's just a little brought down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge a cover by its don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a great cool Dracula from my castle in Transylvania. Dracula, where's the super cool transvestite? Is this the right movie? Where's his sexy black tights gone? I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We are both in a bit of a hurry. Right. We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be in any worry. Hey, Brad, you're in the wrong castle. That's Dracula, not Frankenfurter. Well, you got caught with a flat. Well, how about that? Well, babes, don't panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. But first, it's bloody well time to eat. Hey, that line's not in the movie. Oh, my God, help us. Did anybody bring a gun with silver bullets? Silver bullets only kill werewolves, you idiot. You know, this really didn't happen 30 years ago when my mum watched this. Oh, for the 100th time, can't you just shut up about your mum? Ah! The end.